Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
As we continue to work through the heart of area play, we welcome you in once again here inside Sanford Gymnasium for yet another edition of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and my goodness, do we have another good one for you here this evening. It's the Beulah Bobcats. It's your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, a team that met in 2025 over a month ago. They now get to see their improvements, and they face each other for the first time here in 2026. Another good evening and welcome in to the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us here this evening, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, Facebook live stream up in there as well. And let's dive into a little bit of these teams. Lee Scott Academy comes into play here this evening at 13-8. They are 3-0 in area play, coming off their biggest win of the season, a 66-33 win over their rival Glenwood Gators just here last Friday night inside Sanford Gymnasium. And my goodness, if you joined us here on the broadcast or you joined us here inside Sanford Gymnasium, you saw one of the best shooting performances that you've seen all season long from this Lee Scott varsity girls squad. They shoot an average of 23. Now it's right around 25% on the season, but 23% coming into the game. They shot 11 for 29 from behind the three-point line on Friday night. And that all started early and often with Sydney Dunlap, who made six of them from behind the arc. She had 23 points to lead the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Another very big thing to look at. 17 assists, only 9 turnovers for this Corey Harrison squad. So again, a recipe for success, but that leads us into tonight's keys to the game. And tonight's keys to the game are presented by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. First, you got to have a response. You wouldn't complain whatsoever if that was the case, but you will not shoot the same way that you shot like you did on Friday night. How can you find secondary success? How can you find other ways to find the bottom of the net? How can you find ways to establish your defense and set up that full court pressure that you've been seeing a little bit more of in area play? And man, something that was the very first time you saw again was over on the campus of Beulah in round one, where it was a 45-22 win at Beulah. And again, it was the very first time that you saw a little bit of that full court pressure creating live ball turnovers. And you wouldn't really say that the score was really reflective of how dominant the Lee Scott Warriors were in that contest. But how can you respond if the three-point line isn't your friend like it was on Friday night? And second, right back into the full court pressure. Live ball defense. You forced 20 turnovers in this game back on December 9th, and a lot of those came from the live ball variety, allowed you easy looks at the rim on a night when you didn't shoot it particularly well from the floor. You stole possessions. You stole a couple of free layups, and you ended up walking out with a comfortable 23-point win. Those are tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. Lee Scott Warriors, again, 13-8 so far here this season, and have been off to a very hot start in the 2026 calendar season. Again, 3-0 in area play, looking to move to 4-0 and really establish themselves as the perennial team to beat in this area. When we come back, we're going to have you starting lineups and opening tip between the Beulah Bobcats and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports right here, Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing. 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Counting you down to opening tip here between the Bobcats of Beulah and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. It's the same starting five as usual for this Coach Corey Harrison coach squad, led by 5'10 sophomore wearing number one, Clark Ivitz, wearing number two, a junior, Miss Haynes Kesey, a 5'4 junior wearing number 5. Again, the star of the Glenwood game, Miss Sydney Dunlap, wearing number 20, a 5'8 junior. Number 20 again, Maggie Herndon. And a 5'10 junior tipping it off at center court, Miss Lucy Zellner. The ball goes off the official on the opening tip, but we are underway here inside Sanford Gymnasium. What will be a historic night inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott with the basketball going left to right. Maggie Herndon's going to pull it from Opelika, and she knocks it down. And right on cue, talking about this Warrior squad not going to be able to shoot the same way they did on Friday night. A step inside the volleyball line. Maggie Herndon knocks down a triple. Quick in response are the Bobcats. The three is well too strong. Hit the opposite side of the square on the backboard. Ball knocked around, goes into the hands of Haynes Kesey. Now Clark Ivett, Maggie Herndon once again, and she knocks down another one. Two possessions for the Warriors, two shots for Maggie Herndon, and she has 6 points to her name. Clark Ivett now steals the inbounds pass, and she's going to lay it up and in with the right hand. Already 8-0 here. Warriors only 60 seconds into the contest. Dunlap now gets the steal, hands it off to Maggie Herndon. Her layup too strong off the glass, but able to get the offensive rebound. She'll back things up and set the offense. Never mind, she won't. She'll give it off to Sydney Dunlap, who pulls it from three. Can't knock it down. Ivett there for the clearance and the offensive rebound. Ball knocked around, couldn't be saved out of bounds, and I believe it will be Bobcat basketball. It will, with 6:44 remaining here in this first quarter. And there is that full court pressure that you're seeing from Coach Corey Harrison. Bobcats able to break it this time with the point guard Arnett, and she runs into Clark Ivitz. I believe they're going to get Ivitz, although Arnett was the one that lowered the shoulder. They are. They're going to get Ivitz on the personal foul. First team foul for Lee Scott. 6:30 to play here in the contest. Warriors lead by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Three-pointer on the left wing from Arnett is too strong. And Maggie Herndon will clear the rebound. Running the floor now is Haynes Kesey. A little stop and pop, give and go back to Herndon, and she gets hacked on the way up. Nice job running the floor from Herndon. Haynes Kesey had the layup instead, threw on the brakes, and almost a little handoff right through the lane. And Maggie Herndon now will head to the line to shoot a couple. If you're just now joining us, again, we appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and That Radio Alabama app. 13-8 are the Warriors, 6-10 are the Bobcats. Lee Scott Academy 3-0 in area play. The Bobcats are 2-3. Second free throw is no good, but Haynes Kesey doing what she always does right there in the right spot. Gets the offensive rebound, throws it to Ivitz, and the floater is well short. She's knocked out of bounds. It's Bobcat basketball with 6:18 here in the first. 9-0. Lee Scott Academy in their home whites again, going left to right on your radio dial. The Bobcats in their road blacks going right to left. And Haynes Kesey gets popped in the mouth. The ball goes out of bounds. Not sure if it was the ball or possibly an elbow, but making sure she didn't have any blood or anything in the bottom lip. It appears that we're all good to go. The Bobcats will inbound right around the scorer's table. Line drive three is short. And Haynes Kesey right there again for the rebound. Kick out to Maggie Herndon. She's going to try it from the same spot. Can't knock it down. But Sydney Dunlap there for the offensive rebound. She grabbed four offensive rebounds against Glenwood last Friday night. Down low to Lucy Zellner, and a nice drop step. She lays it in with the right hand, and the Warriors are out in front by double digits. Make it 11-0. Arnett now running the left side of the floor. Kicks it to another one of her guards. And Willingham back to Arnett. She stands at the L and LSA at center court. Now to the left wing at the free throw line with Burgess, but it gets blocked. Sydney Dunlap races her way right in front of the scorer's table. Throws on the brakes at the left elbow. Maggie Herndon now back to Dunlap. Nobody was there, but Haynes Kesey able to track it down. She pulls it from three, and the long rebound with the Bobcats, but Maggie Herndon able to get a steal. Left-handed layup is no good. Haynes Kesey, another offensive rebound. Dunlap gets a foot in the paint. Kick out to Clark Ivitz, and she rattles in a triple. Warrior lead is two touchdowns here with 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 4:54 to play here in the opening frame. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Thank you for being here with us on this Tuesday afternoon as you continue through the heart of area play. Again, these teams met all the way back on December 9th. But both of these teams want to say that they are more experienced, more polished. You'll get to see a little bit of a test of that here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. A historic night, we will continue to say, but as you know, I'm a baseball guy. I don't speak things until they actually happen. We know better than to do that. Bobcats dribbling through the teeth of the Warrior defense. It goes off either the knee or the foot of a Bobcat. It's Warrior basketball going right to left, or going left to right, rather. Bobcats switching to a little bit more of a 2-3, trying to stay in front of this Lee Scott Warrior squad. Haynes Kesey has it on the left wing, now on the short corner with Clark Ivitz. Skip pass over to the far wing. Dunlap right back to Lucy Zellner. She gets cut off on the block. Herndon thought about the three. Kesey now will take it on the left wing, and she buries it. Haynes Kesey now on the board with her first triple. And my goodness, continuing the hot start. And the hot shooting that you saw on Friday night, running layup, no good, blocked by Clark Ivett. She gets the own rebound, and it's a 4-on-2. Dunlap has it on the right wing, gets cut off in the short corner. She'll now take it from 16 feet, and she knocks it down. The fifth Warrior to already score here in the first 4 minutes, and just like that, it's 19-0. A trap now on the far side and a timeout by the Bobcats. The head coach, the 32nd timeout. So we will keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. What a start by this Lee Scott Warrior squad. We talked about it on Friday night. A 66-33 win over Glenwood. And a team that shoots 23% from behind the three-point line. Made 11 of them on Friday night. en route to their dominating victory. And one of our keys to the game was, how do you respond on a night where you're not going to shoot the same way? My goodness, do I stand corrected? Already four triples here in this first period. Two of them by Maggie Herndon. Clark Ivett has a triple, as does Haynes Kesey. And the Warriors are out in front 19-0 halfway through this first period. So many different scoring opportunities and so many different scorers for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. On any given night, anybody can give you 10, 15, 20 points. You compound that with a couple girls that give you 7, possibly 8 points. Maggie Herndon averages right at 8 points. She already has 7 here in the first. A couple of subs for the Lee Scott Warriors. Stella Henderson, Sutton Lewis, as she gets a steal in the paint. Rayleigh Langford has also checked in for Lee Scott Academy. Lewis tried to plant her feet, lost the basketball. The first turnover of the night for Lee Scott Academy. The Bobcats almost give it right back. They do, as Maggie Herndon's able to save it from going out of bounds on the far sideline. Lewis skip pass to Henderson. Her triple can't rattle in and out, or rattles in and out, rather. Ivett there on the offensive rebound, doesn't get it to go, able to get the offensive rebound. She's smiling as her second floater of the evening is nothing but air. Maggie Herndon, catch and shoot three on the left wing, is well short. Ivett there once again for the offensive rebound. Rayleigh Langford has the ball on the right wing, right into the teeth of the 2-3 defense is Clark Ivett, and this time she gets it to go down. Ivett now with 7 here in the first quarter, 21-0, and Langford almost steals the inbounds. Instead, as she was falling out of bounds, threw it right into the hands of a Bobcat. Now 2-on-1 are the Bobcats. Sutton Lewis able to get a piece of it. It stays with the Bobcats here on this side of the floor. It sits on the left wing, now out to the top of the key. In Arnett, she loses the basketball, able to get it to one of her guards. On the right wing, right in front of Coach Corey Harrison, thought about the three. Did the Bobcats, and then an offensive foul, I believe was the signal. I didn't see too much contact, but that is going to be the signal. Usually with the offensive foul on the baseline, it's the defender that fell to the floor instead. Maggie Herndon stayed on her feet, and it was Arnett that fell to the floor. But nonetheless, it's Lee Scott basketball. 21-0, give and go. Clark Ivett, Rayleigh Langford, nothing doing. Stella Henderson, step in three. Three-pointer is short. Goes into the hands of Clark Ivett. She gets the rebound, and then it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball here on this side of the floor. Herndon will slap the basketball, bounce pass it, try to at least to Clark Ivett, but into the teeth of the 2-3 zone. It gets intercepted. Arnett now in transition. Her right-handed layup can't rattle in. Sutton Lewis with the clearance. She'll walk it up the floor. And now to Rayleigh Langford, 1-on-3, so she'll slow things up. Maggie Herndon catch and shoots right in front of the A at center court, and she knocks it down. Maggie Herndon now with 10 here in the first quarter, 3 triples. And showing off the long range is number 20, Maggie Herndon. Sutton Lewis now gets a block on the free throw line jumper. Ivett tries to find Langford, but the Bobcats able to get a paw on it and knock it out of bounds with 1:13 here in the first quarter. 24-0. Lee Scott Academy out in front here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Charlie Huddleston will check in for Maggie Herndon. Wesley Kate Crocker will check in for Clark Ivett. Rayleigh Langford slaps the ball, holds it above her head, gets it to Crocker down low. Henderson thought about the three on the skip pass, but hesitated after missing her first couple. She has it in the short corner, and Arnett almost rips it out of her hands. Instead, it'll be a jump ball, but it will go in favor of the Bobcats with 63 seconds to play here in the opening period. Look at some of these stats from this time. This last time, rather, these teams met. It was a 45-22 win for the Warriors on the campus of Beulah. It was Clark Ivett who led the way with 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, also had 8 steals in only 19 minutes of action. And talking about steals, Stella Henderson gets one with 45 seconds to play. Huddleston, now to Crocker in the short corner, trying to post her opponent. And it was Huddleston who was cutting. Crocker tried to find her, but the ball gets intercepted. 30 seconds to play here in this first period. Bobcats able to get inside Crocker didn't have defensive positioning. I believe that's who they're going to get. Instead, it's going to get... Nope, it will be 15. So Wesley Kay picks up her first personal foul here tonight. Only the fifth total foul. But they're going to call it a shooting foul. Wow, I didn't think that there was even an attempt at the rim. But there will be an opportunity for the Bobcats to get their first points of the evening. But not on the front end. We mentioned Ivett's stats. Raylee Langford had 7 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Herndon had 8 points and 4 rebounds. It was a lower scoring affair for the Lee Scott Warriors. As the Bobcats go 0-for-2 from the stripe, it's still 24-0. Raylee Langford tries to find a cutting Crocker, but that ball is intercepted. We've planted on the brakes here and traded turnovers here the last 60 seconds or so, and there it is right on cue again. Estella Henderson able to get a steal before it's knocked out of bounds. Warrior basketball with 9.9 here in the opening frame. Henderson to Langford. She's going to race her way up the floor, crosses half court with 7, works her way inside past the defender, and it gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Bobcat basketball with 2.1 remaining on the clock. A fast-paced first quarter here inside Stanford Gymnasium. Home run pass gets intercepted. Raylee Langford there, and it's knocked out of bounds, but not before the clock hit zeros. And that's how the first quarter will come to a close. A first quarter dominated by the home team here inside Stanford Gymnasium. After 8 minutes, Lee Scott 24, Beulah 0. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and it's all Warriors after one. They lead it 24-0 here over the Beulah Bobcats in their fourth area game here this season. Lee Scott gets the ball to start the second 8 minutes. Maggie Herndon's going to take it once again, a step in front of the volleyball line, and she knocks down yet another one. That is her fourth three-pointer here this afternoon, and the Warriors are out in front 27-0. Maggie Herndon now guarding the ball. Arnett works her way down low. Running layup is a wild one. No good. Ivett will clear the rebound. Now the outlet pass to Sydney Dunlap, who gets cut off, and I believe she stepped on the baseline. She did. So it'll go right back to the Bobcats. Lee Scott made 5 3-pointers in the first quarter and already have knocked down another in the first minute here in the second. Bobcats trying to answer with a three of their own. It's well too strong. Basketball fought for on the right block. Clark Ivett's on the floor. I don't believe she got the timeout in time. She did not. It's a jump ball. It'll stay on this side with the Bobcats. They inbound it to Arnett. Now into the short corner where Sydney Dunlap got a piece of the basketball. It goes right back to Arnett. Arnett from three from Maggie Herndon range. Can't get it to go off the front of the rim. Haynes Kesey now to Dunlap, who spins her way on the baseline. Out to Clark Ivett. Her step in three right at the top of the key is short. Arnett the rebound. And now the outlet to the Bulldogs. One-on-one guarded by Clark Ivett. Nice defense play and defending without fouling. Ball knocked out of bounds. Fighting for the rebound. And it's Warrior basketball with 6.5 to play here in this second quarter. 27-0. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Bobcats. Sydney Dunlap, her favorite spot, can't rattle home a three. Arnett, again, a long rebound. And off and running in transition are the Bobcats. Instead, the Warrior defense able to get back, and Lucy Zellner trailing the play is going to foul the three-point shooter. That's number 22, apologies, Charlie Burgess. A little too aggressive. Went for a little bit more than just the hands-up block. Went for the swat and caught just a little bit of elbow. First free throw from Burgess is off the front of the rim. No good. A reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second free throw on the way. That one off the front of the rim as well. Right now, the left side of the rim has not been a friend of the Bobcats. Speaks for itself. You don't have to look at field goal percentage. There is still a zero on the board here. 6 minutes left in the second quarter. And they're now 0 for 5 from the free throw line as Zellner able to grab the defensive rebound. Warriors go in transition, and Haynes Kesey was right there to lay it in with the right hand. 29-0. Here, 10 minutes into this contest. Warriors averaging just about 3 points a minute. Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal. Arnett tries to save it from going into the half court, which she easily could have led it. But instead, Clark Ivett now will get the steal, and she races her way into the paint and will lay it off the glass with the right hands. Clark Ivett now with 9 here in this first half. 5 Warriors have scored so far here this evening. And the 8-foot jumper from number 20, Madison Snitiger, gets the Bobcats on the board for the first time here this evening. It's 31-2. And now miscommunication as Dunlap thought that she was fouled when the ball was knocked out of bounds. Instead, they will say that I don't believe it was even a foul. It was knocked out of bounds, but still Warrior basketball under their own basket. Maggie Herndon will inbound the basketball. The Bobcats fall asleep, and Clark Ivett right underneath the basket throws it up and in. Back-to-back buckets for number one in white, somebody who we just celebrated last game on Friday nights for hitting the Comma Club 1,000 career points. The free throw line jumper is no good. Ivett the rebound. Haynes Kesey bounced past to Peyton Lakeman, who's just checked in, but it never got to her. Now a fight for the basketball. It's a jump ball. It'll stay on this side of the floor. Nice aggressive play from Peyton Lakeman. Again, the ball never got to her, but able to get a paw or two in it. And a fight for the basketball saves the possession for the Warriors. 4:50 to play here in this second quarter. Ivett skip pass all the way to the far corner, and Haynes Kesey, she tried to get it to Stella Henderson, but it was intercepted. And in transition, Mariah David will lay it in. 33-4 here halfway through this second quarter. Kesey has it on the left wing. Now back to Maggie Herndon. 2 steps behind the three-point line. Not this time, but guess who's there? Clark Ivett underneath the rim. She's able to gather it with one hand and land on her feet and lay it in with that same left hand. She now has 6 here in the second to go along with her 7 in the first. So both her and Herndon both with 13 to lead the Warriors here halfway through this second quarter. It's 35-4. Arnett now a step back, but she's going to get called for a push-off. So 35-4 here halfway through this second quarter. Got the PA announcer, Mr. Davis McIsaac, coming up here and demanding things from me. I mean, if he doesn't show up on time, I mean, blaming, using baseball practice as the excuse for not coming in here and doing your job. Making Coach William Johnson do the starting lineups, which everybody got a little bit of a giggle from. I don't even think he's not listening at all, but did you hear me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a great time, too. He loved it. He was very, very happy doing it. We may or may not have forgotten the national anthem, but that's okay. Probably not. 35-4 here, 3.5 to play in this second quarter. 8-foot jumper is short. Stella Henderson fights for the rebound. They're going to call a tie-up underneath the basket. It'll stay with the Bobcats here with 3:28 to play here in this second quarter. Warriors continuing their hot shooting from Friday night. Bobcats look to inbound the basketball, find the outlets at the volleyball line extended. A step back three right in front of the Warrior bench is too strong. Weak side rebounds with the Bobcats. Second chance, no. Peyton Lakeman right there to force yet another tie up and steal yet another possession for the Warriors. You love the energy that Peyton Lakeman has given so far in her minutes. Hasn't found the scoring column, but doing just about every other thing right. Bobcats staying in that 2-3 zone as Crocker races her way up the floor. Raylee Langford has it. Now Stella Henderson. Langford now will set the offense. Standing at the L in LSA, she runs left. Sutton Lewis. Her catch and shoot three is off the back iron. Fight for the rebound. Goes all the way out to the elbow, and the Bobcats able to get it in transition. A 1-on-4, but it doesn't matter. A wild layup. Nice defense by Sutton Lewis. Raylee Langford the rebound. Warriors have numbers if they want to use it. Langford out to Henderson. Her catch and shoot triple is no good. Crocker with the fight for the offensive rebounds. Now back to Langford at the volleyball line, and we'll reset at 2.5 to play here in this second quarter. Langford now to Henderson. Now the halfway dribble handoff to Wesley Kate Crocker. Now Raylee Langford in the near corner. She can't knock it down. Sutton Lewis is there. Her 8-foot jumper is too strong, and now a fight for the basketball goes out of bounds. They will say still no signal yet. Nobody's moved, so I believe they are saying it's Warrior basketball. We have not gotten the official signal. The players obviously got something verbal. 2:17 to play here in this second quarter. All Warriors here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight, 35-4. Henderson inbound to Wesley Kate Crocker, a step or two inside the three-point line. She knocks down the short corner jumper. That's now 6 Warriors that have found the scoring column tonight in the first 16 minutes. 37-4 as we hit the 2-minute warning. Huddleston in the game. Nice defense. Not allowing a blow-by layup. Ball sitting on the left wing. Now out to the right corner. Wesley Cates got a little eager. Couldn't get the steal, but able to get back. And front the ball handler. Step in three is an air ball. Huddleston the rebound underneath the rim, and she is tripped with 1:37. Only the third team foul for the Bobcats here in this second quarter. No team really threatening to shoot too many free throws. You haven't seen too many of them. I believe you've seen 2 for Lee Scott with Maggie Herndon. And you've seen 5, I believe, with the Bobcats. Huddleston has it on the right wing. Staring into the teeth of the 2-3 zone. A nice jab step from Crocker. This time she leaves the jumper short, but Huddleston's right there to gather the offensive rebounds from the same spot. She can't knock it down. Yet another offensive rebound. Three-pointer from Brooklyn Forbes. Hits the rim and rolls over the backboard out of bounds with 1:13 to play here in this first half. Again, another reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The Bobcats try and dump it down low, but it's too wide of the outstretched hands of Makasia Brooks. Out of bounds, 60 seconds to play. The Warrior lead is 34. Forbes has it on the right elbow. Her jumper hits the front of the rim. No good. Lakeman there yet again. Now Huddleston from 7 feet. Can't get it off the glass. And the rebound is fought for and won by the Bulldogs, or the Bobcats, rather. 40 seconds to play before halftime. Forbes did a nice job stopping the ball in transition, and now what should be a moving screen, it is. And you saw a little bit of a domino effect all the way out at the volleyball line. It was an illegal screen with a little bit of a shove. Wesley Kate Crocker, all of her momentum going forward, ran into the ball handler, rather. Knocked her over. 35.1 here in the second quarter. And 37-4, the Warriors here at home, they lead it. Forbes has it on the right wing. You can hear the whole team from the far side telling her to shoot it. Wesley Kate Crocker will without hesitation. Lakeman right there for the offensive rebound and a jump ball as she bobbled it momentarily, brought it down, and the Bulldogs were able to get a tie-up. It's Beulah basketball, 23.6 here in the seconds. Brooks will run her way up the middle of the floor. Huddleston almost intercepted what would have been a pass back to the top of the key. Brooks, a step in three, can't get it to go off the back iron. The offensive rebounds with 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Brooks thought about the three. Bobcats didn't see the clock. I don't believe I got the shot off in time. It wouldn't have, or didn't go in, so it didn't truly matter. But we made the joke that the Lee Scott Warriors wouldn't be able to shoot the same that they did on Friday night. But my goodness, I stand corrected. It was 66-33 on Friday night. It is 37-4. And the three-pointers falling here in the first half for the Lee Scott Warriors. They lead it 37-4 here at the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. We'll talk about this first half, talk about some of the stats, and dive into what the Warriors need to do throughout this game as we work your way through the rest of the week as well as you're in the heart of area play. 37-4, and we're back here in 2 minutes with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailor to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Halftime here at Samford Gymnasium. That means we get to welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And as always, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Lee Scott.com. The Lee Scott Warriors and Coach Corey Harrison took a recipe from Friday nights, and man, you copied and pasted, made about the exact same thing, and my goodness, there are no complaints from the entire party that joined here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 37-4 at the halftime break. And it was dominance from the first jump, from the first possession. It was Maggie Herndon who knocked down a triple from right around the volleyball line. Warriors get a stop, give it right back to her, and she knocks down another one from just about the same spot. One of six triples that the Warriors knocked down in that first half. They knocked down 11 in that 33-point win over Glenwood. And I made the joke before the game in the pregame saying that you would not be able to shoot that well here again tonight. You can't have that expectation. So how would you find your secondary scoring? Well, my goodness, you knocked down five threes in the first quarter and another one here in the second. And you combine that with your on-ball pressure, your on-ball defense, your forcing live ball turnovers, and that's how you get to your score of 37-4. And hard to find too many complaints if you are Coach Corey Harrison. Let's take a look at some of these halftime stats. And halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. It reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We mentioned Clark Ivett's name quite a bit, as did Maggie Herndon. And both of them lead the Lee Scott Warriors through 16 minutes of play. They both have 13. Haynes Kesey has five. She's knocked down a triple. Sydney Dunlap, Lucy Zellner, and Wesley Kate Crocker both have a bucket in there as well. A very fast-paced first half, something that you would expect. Not too many fouls, not too many free throws, just a lot of live ball action. The only times you've seen substitutions are when the ball knocked out of bounds, tie-ups, and substitutions. Those have been the only times that you've really heard any whistles in those first 16 minutes. And if you're Coach Corey Harrison, you wouldn't want it any other way. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the keys to the second half. We'll talk about if the first half keys were answered. I'll give you a little hint. We might not spend too much time talking about that because they were. Every single one of them was answered. But we'll talk about the keys to the second half and talk about a really important game here coming up tonight between the varsity boys of Beulah and Lee Scott Academy. You are not going to want to miss it, so why not stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network and Tiger Country 104.5. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Both teams out of their respective locker rooms, making it back onto the floor, putting up the final warm-up shots before we get you underway with the start of the second half. And as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's 37-4 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors, led by Coach Corey Harrison, doing everything right here in those first 16 minutes. We talked about a little copy and paste from what you saw against Glenwood on Friday night. Man, 6 3-pointers made in this first half, 5 of them in the first quarter. And my goodness, 13 apiece from Clark Ibitz and Maggie Herndon. You've had 6 Warriors already find the score column in these first 16 minutes. And you would imagine that you would continue to do that in the second half. Get your starters a couple of minutes. Make sure that you handle the second half the way that you handle the first, just so that way you don't have that mentality of taking any time off when you're on the floor. Other than that, you prioritize health and you prioritize getting to the fourth quarter, where you would imagine, unless something crazy happens, it would be a little bit more of a hot clock and a running clock to get you into the varsity boys game. And in that varsity boys game, man, I tell you, it's going to be a very, very fun contest. The Lee Scott Warriors are 17-3. The Beulah Bobcats are 15-3. The only difference, Lee Scott Academy 3-0 in area play, Beulah 3-2, and Bobcats at home lost this matchup in game one, where Lee Scott won it 74-65 on one of the worst shooting nights that you'll see from a William Johnson coach team. We'll dive into a little bit more of that in the Lee Scott Academy pregame, but let's get you started with the second half here in the Varsity Girls.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Lee Scott Academy going right to left now on your radio dial. Gets the ball to start the third quarter. The Bobcats staying in that 2-3 zone. And a couple of substitutions for the Lee Scott Warriors. Clark Ibitt can't knock down the triple on the opening possession right in front of her bench. Sydney Dunlap falls to the floor and gets the offensive rebound, able to dribble handoff or somehow scoop it up to Clark Ibitt. Ibitt falling out of bounds, tried to race it to Maggie Herndon, but it gets intercepted, and then Maggie Herndon's going to pick up a check foul right in front of us here in the bleachers. Happy Tuesday evening here as we approach the 6 o'clock hour Central Time on the Lee Scott Sports Network. If you're listening to us as soon as you're getting off of work, man, we appreciate you being here with us. If you're working your way here to Sanford Gymnasium, already talked to a couple parents that have done that. As Lucy Zellner in transition, beautiful ball movements, and Zellner runs the floor, her third and fourth points here this evening. Puts the Warriors up by 35. I had a couple parents come up and talk about listening on the way here, and so if that's your plan, we appreciate you for being here with us. If you can't make it and you're tuned in on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you as well. Got a text as well, Trey Lee. We don't appreciate you because you're not here. Maggie Herndon, oh my goodness, from the scorer's table, knocks down another triple. She has 16 now in the contest. Trey, obviously joking. My good friend. 42-4, and a blocking foul on Rayleigh Langford. How dare you miss this first half? I mean, my goodness. Six and a half to play here in this third quarter. Bobcats with the basketball. A couple of cheap fouls picked up by the Warriors early here in this third quarter. Thankfully, unlike what you saw a little bit more in the Glenwood game, no Warrior in foul trouble whatsoever, as you only had 4 or 5 total team fouls in the first half. Dunlap did a nice job stopping the basketball. That's on the right elbow. Clark Ivan almost gets her hands on the basketball. Now Rayleigh Langford does, and it goes into the hands of Sydney Dunlap. A 2-on-3 fast break, and it's knocked away from behind. And Harper is going to be able to save it from going out of bounds. Now the Bobcats go in transition. Harper with the pink shoes. Outlets right wing. Catch and shoot 3 from Burgess is no good. And Maggie Herndon, rather than trying to race it down, will rather box everybody out and make sure that nobody can get it. And it goes out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 2 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. Nobody picks up Sidney Dunlap in transition. Can't knock down a three. Clark Ivett there. Can't get the offense, or gets the offensive rebound. Can't get the second chance opportunity to fall. But she's hacked on the lower body when she was in the air. So she will head to the line to shoot a couple. Two dribbles. And a confident stroke from Clark Ivett knocks down the front end. Second free throw looks about the same as the first. 44-4 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. It's David. Runs her way up the near side of the floor. Cut off by Sidney Dunlap. Catch and shoot three from Harper from the top of the key. Hit the back iron. Pop straight up and hit the little rope or hit the... I don't know exactly what that is, but real professional to say the part of the goal that holds it to the rafters. Maggie Herndon gets the ball stripped away, and then she'll pick up a foul. Not a bad foul, as it would have led to a free layup. Five-15 to play here in the third quarter. Harper, who I apologize, have called Arnett all night long, because that was what I got on my roster. But we now have the true man himself, Davis McIsaac, getting me the official, overly official lineup. It's the Bobcats. And Mariah David run baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds. She ran into Lucy Zellner and fell to the floor. Lucy Zellner stood there right on that right block. 4.5 to play, actually closer to 5 here in the third quarter. Three-pointer no good. Ivitz with the rebound. Rayleigh Langford running the floor. Her left-handed layup. Oh, my goodness, how does that not fall? Couldn't get it to go. And now Langford trying to fight for it. After Harper took a dribble or two, and they're going to call her for a foul. That's the third team foul for Lee Scott, her second here in the third. I don't know how that did not fall. Ivett. Gambles couldn't get the steal. Warriors have to go into a little bit of a scramble, but able to get back. Harper now a slow Euro step blocked by Rayleigh Langford, and she'll get the defensive rebound and run up the left side of the floor with 4.5 to play. Maggie Herndon, my goodness, from long range that time off the front of the rim. Tested her confidence every single time. Now 2-on-0 as the long rebound went all the way out to the three-point line, and Mariah David able to lay it in. Herndon, you feel like, is gaining confidence, taking a step back every single time as she pulls it. Clark Ivett, now the 15-foot baseline jumper, no good. Rayleigh Langford gets the offensive rebound, and the line drive goes in off the front of the rim. And the Bobcats now inbound the basketball. The point guard was tying her shoe, so the inbounder runs and picked up the basketball, so that'll turn into an inbound violation. It'll be Warrior basketball with 3:40 here in the third. A couple of subs now for the Warriors. Sutton Lewis, Stella Henderson will check in. So it's Langford, Herndon, Henderson, Lewis, and Ivett. Langford, the inbounder, tries to find Clark Ivett. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay on this side of the floor. here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Inbound to Herndon. Her three-pointer right in front of the Warrior bench is no good. Knocked around and off the forehead of Rayleigh Langford. Leads to a runout. And Harper is able to lay it in. And Maggie Herndon showing everybody where the imprint of the Wilson hit her right in the forehead. Ivett has it in the short corner. Didn't want to put up the shots. We'll back things out into the 2-3 zone. Langford, now Herndon, now Henderson, now Lewis in the far corner. Nice ball movement results in an open three, and Sutton Lewis knocks down another triple. Her first points of the evening, the 7th three-pointer to fall here tonight for the Warriors. Harper now guarded by Henderson. Frustrated right now, is going to take a long step back three, and it's no good. Nice defense from Henderson. Herndon now races her way right in front of the scorer's table. Works her way short corner, throws it down low to Rayleigh Langford, and she's hit from behind. She will head to the line to shoot a couple. 2:40 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors lead it 49-8. First free throw from Rayleigh. Can't go down. Peyton Lakeman will check in for Maggie Herndon. Two dribbles from Rayleigh Langford. Spins it into her left hand. Re-grabs it with the right. And knocks down the second free throw. All three of her points coming here in this third quarter. 2.5 to play. The Warriors have hit the 50-point mark and lead it 50-8. Harper has it on the right elbow. Now out to the left wing. Line drive three is no good. Nice box out from Sutton Lewis. She'll clear the rebounds. Everybody backs up. She's now going to run the floor. And tries to find Rayleigh Langford on the left wing. Gets it intercepted. David now running right. Her layup won't go, and Ivett can't secure the defensive rebounds. Bobbles it out of bounds. It'll be Bobcat basketball under their own basket with 2:11 here on the clock. Bobcats trying to inbound the basketball. A baseball pass is blocked by Clark Ivan. Almost a volleyball spike at the top of a net. And the Bobcat inbounder didn't have a chance but to grab the basketball. So now it's Warrior basketball. A give and go with Ivett and Henderson. But Clark Ivett can't get the 6-foot touch shot to go. The Warriors gather the offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity. And Clark Ivett is going to make you pay. Charlie Huddleston and Wesley Kate Crocker will check in for Ivett and Langford. Clark Ivett's like one of those just star players that you can't give another opportunity. It's like when you talk about baseball teams, give them four outs in an inning, they're going to make you pay. By no means am I comparing her to Matthew Stafford, but for those that watch the Bears-Rams game, Rams went three and out. The Panthers gave the ball back to the MVP, and I feel like everybody in that stadium knew the game was over because you were giving Stafford another chance. It's the same thing with Clark Ivett. You give her two opportunities in one possession. She is going to make you pay. Basketball is on the floor. Wesley Kate Crocker's left-handed layup is blocked, but a foul. And now we check on Mariah David, who is still laying over here on the far side of the floor. .114 remaining on the clock here in the third quarter. It's 52-8, but we'll step aside as David gets some attention right around the three-point line. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Off under her own power, a little bit of a limp, but makes her way to the sideline. Wesley Kate Crocker goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. It's 53-8 with 60 seconds and counting to play here in the third quarter. Running down the lane is number 24, Acacia Brooks, but can't get the layup to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay here with the Bobcats. Brooklyn Forbes will check in for Sutton Lewis. Warriors fall asleep on the inbound, and Harper, who has showed off the range a couple of times here tonight, couldn't get one to fall. This time she does. Makes it 53-11, 40 seconds to play. Crocker now going coast to coast. Kick out to Charlie Huddleston. Her three is short. Fight for the rebound goes into the hands of Stella Henderson. Now Brooklyn Forbes. Her 10-foot jumper is no good. Ball tapped around right back into Harper. Wesley Kate Crocker trying to get back and play defense without fouling. Did a nice job, but Harper is still able to lay it in with the right hand. That's now 7 points for Harper, and all coming here in this third quarter. Huddleston, catch and shoot once again. Right wing three is no good. Henderson, the offensive rebounds yet again. Forbes has it. Tried to find Huddleston and got it intercepted. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. We'll see if sees it on the right wing. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Intercepted by Stella Henderson. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. 53-13 here after three inside Samford Gymnasium. We're back with the final 8 minutes right after this. Here you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was Warrior basketball, and Wesley Kate Crocker hit a nice turnaround jumper on the right elbow. It's 55-13 Warriors here inside Samford Gymnasium, and a bounce pass gets soccer kicked by Wesley Kate off the padding here on the right side of the goal. Seven and a half to play, and you are getting a little bit of that hot clock here in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass goes to Brooks, but is intercepted by Henderson. Forbes now with the basketball, has a couple Warriors out in front of her. Lakeman saved it from going out of bounds. Wesley Kate Crocker loses it inside the paint. Forbes, a little pump fake, now works her way right. Can't get the basket to fall. Lakeman, offensive rebound. Huddleston shot won't go. Lakeman with the spike to save it inbounds. The Warriors can't capitalize on that possession. The Bobcats will walk it up the floor. Harper has it at the volleyball line, extended, running left. She loses the basketball, intercepted by Wesley Cates, and now a fight for the basketball. It's going to be a tie-up, but the possession arrow will give it to Lee Scott Academy. It won't, actually. When I looked up, apologies, it had already changed. It will stay Bobcat basketball. And almost a turnover on the inbound, but Harper, with the toe taps, able to save it. It's 55-13. 6 minutes to play in the varsity girls contest. We hope you'll stick with us here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, as it is going to be a historic night inside Samford Gymnasium. Wesley Kate Crocker in transition can't get the layup to go. And Peyton Lakeman fought for the rebound, but she's going to get called for the personal foul with under 6 minutes to play. And again, we've teased the history that is coming to Sanford Gymnasium. We won't dive into it a whole lot, but we'll give one little hint. Magic number of 11. That is what we will say here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Harper running right. Works her way into the lane. And she now has 9 points. And again, all of those coming here in the second half. It's 55-15. Huddleston has it on the right wing. Now out to Forbes. Her elbow jumper is good. Look at Brooklyn Forbes. A nice round of applause from the Warrior faithful inside Sanford Gymnasium here tonight. Her first points of the evening. It's now 57-15. 5 minutes to play here in the contest. And Harper works her way in the lane once again. A nice little Euro step. She'll draw contact. Can't get the layup to go, but we'll shoot two at the line. First free throw is off the back iron. No good. The news outside of Lee Scott or Auburn or even outside of the sport, but for any Braves fans listening here, Andrew Jones was just announced as the newest member in Cooperstown. So congratulations to one of the best center fielders to ever play the game. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front, 57-15. Charlie Huddleston gets a steal. It's now spiked, goes into the hands of Makasia Brooks, and she's able to lay it in. Crocker up the middle of the floor. Crossover dribble almost gets intercepted. Goes off of her foot and right to Charlie Huddleston. Bounce pass to Lakeman. One more to Stella Henderson. Her line drive three can't get it to go. And the long rebound with the Bobcats. And now Harper in transition has it poked away by Charlie Huddleston from behind. Nice closing speed, able to knock it out of bounds and not allow the easy layup. 3.5 to play. As the Bobcats try to feed a cutting Bobcat. But it's off the knee of Charlie Huddleston. We'll do it again from the same spot. Inbounding from the O and Warriors. Bobcats thought about the step in three, but it's knocked around and stolen. Huddleston picks up her dribble in the half court. Brooklyn Forbes. She has it. Kick out to Wesley Kate Crocker in front of the bench. Can't knock it down. And it will go out of bounds right by the admission table with 2:45 here in the contest of the varsity girls. Coach Corey Harrison and company well on their way to a 4-0 start in area play. And a moving screen will give it right back to the Warriors as we approach the 2-minute mark. But looking at a 4-0 start and a 14-8 overall record. But again, my goodness, playing the best basketball right now if you are Lee Scott Academy. Crocker has it, and both guards of the 2-3 collapse on her. Forbes able to gather it, and she knocks that out of bounds. 2 minutes to play. Inbound goes to Crocker, now to Huddleston. She drives through the middle of the floor, and she loses it. Harper now showing off the speed. Right-handed layup is no good. Rebound goes all the way out beyond the three-point line. Saved by the Bobcats. Harper now one more. Free throw line jumper is no good by Lauren Gooden. Huddleston with the rebound. Now Brooklyn Forbes through the right side of the lane. She loses it. Baseball pass. Now to Kimberly Potter. She loses the basketball. Brooks has it right back to Potter in the near corner. Now down low. Ball hasn't really sat in a set of hands in about 20 or 30 seconds. You feel like it's just playing ping pong between a couple of hands. Warriors able to get the defensive rebounds, and running the floor is Wesley Kate Crocker. She's able to lay it in with the right hand. She now has 7 in the contest. 60 seconds to play. The Warrior lead is 42 And a moving screen yet again. We'll give the ball back to the Warriors. With 30 seconds to play. Crocker will walk the ball up the floor. She gets it to Brooklyn Orbis, who works her way inside. 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebound goes to the Bobcats. Casey Harper gets cut off in the short corner. A couple crossover dribbles now running left. Works her way to the free throw line with 12. And a long three off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebounds by Lauren Gooden is good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Half court jumper from Wesley Kate Crocker. Shows off the arm strength. It goes over the backboard. Lee Scott Academy now 4-0 in area play. They move to 14-8 overall, a dominating 59-19 victory.